Happy New Year and welcome to Interviews. I'm Kimberly Rose and I want to just wish everyone a blessed New Year. And I will honestly say from the bottom of my heart, I feel that so many things are lifting up and out, a lot of clearing going on and the embracing of new beginnings. And today, I thought we were thinking, who would we like to have on to kick off our new year? Who is a person that is very special, that touches people's hearts, that has touched my heart in so many ways? So we are very, very blessed to be joined by Reverend Carol Burroughs today, and we're going to be talking about the new year. And we're also going to be, she's also an amazing intuitive medium healer. I could go on and on. I will tell you, her spirit is beautiful. Her soul is so pure. And I am very blessed to be in her life. If you want to go, I'd like just to send everybody to the website right now, onebreathbeyond.ca, onebreathbeyond.ca. You can also look her up on Facebook. It's Carol Burroughs, B-U-R-R-O-W-S. And with no further ado, I want to welcome Carol to the show.
Well, thank you, Kimmy. Anytime I'm feeling down, I'm going to call.
I do feel that way about you, Carol. You have been, I can't explain it, the time that I've known you, I feel like we're family. Just so everybody knows, Carol lives in London, Ontario, and that's where I was born. And to think for, I don't know how many years, I've been visiting my grandma and grandpa and just been right around the corner from you.
Synchronicity, and, you know, I honestly, Kimmy, I know that we must have met in a previous life. There has to be, it would be really interesting to sit down and have a past life done together.
Well, you know, you're going to be coming and staying at my house, so I think that what we might want to do is do a piggyback. That would be fun.
Yes, it would. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that would be really fun because there's definitely the connections there. And if anybody, I just want to give out the number if anybody wants to call in and they want to talk to Carol Burroughs, Reverend Carol Burroughs, because she's a graduate of Fellowships of Spirit, the School of Spiritual Healing and Prophecy in the infamous Lilydale, New York, which is a wonderful place to go. And if you want to call in, you can call 888-815-9756. Carol, I want to start out and just tell us your story, how you got to where you are now.
It's, you know, it's remarkable when you look back at to where you've been and how far you've come and where the changes have come in your life, where you've hit bumps in the road and where the doors have been open for you. And even just this morning I was out, I volunteer for hospice, and I went to visit a 75-year-old woman who actually has surpassed what doctors gave her for her time to live. So she's been a breast cancer survivor for 4 years and still doing pretty well, although there's been a couple of issues that have come up. But we were talking, and for a 75-year-old woman, she is so spiritual, and we were saying about how blessed we are to have had a door opened for us that helps fill that empty spot within. And I said to her, you know, I just really wish that my door had have opened before I was 50, and then maybe I wouldn't feel like I have to cram so much into it right now. But even as you say that, you know that when the time is right, when the student is ready, the teachers will appear. And for me, the biggest epiphany of mine was in 2005, although I was toe-tapping and just, you know, touching my toes to the water starting in the early 90s. My real push came from James Van Praagh in 2005 when, attending one of his events, I actually had a full revelation of the spirit world and what it means to people, and that was also the year that obviously, I was pushed onto the path to get some better grounding and some better understanding because that was the year that my son passed away. And how would you be able to really manage through all of that? And if you didn't have such a good grounding and such a knowing that there is no such thing as death, only the physical body goes, and to know that they're always around you is just a remarkable and a blessed gift that we are given when we do start to understand. And so that was in 2005 that I really got the push off.
And that's the thing, when you talk about your son dying, I know a lot of people out there go, wow, how do you get through something like that? And Carol, I still knock. I still knock on wood. Just because it's such a, like, I have five children. I can't imagine going through that. And in one of the things I know when I go to, I'll go to a funeral, and I've been, for some reason, to several funerals with of young kids. One of the things I'll go up to say to someone, I'm sorry, and I'm like, how do you say that? I mean, what do you say? I mean, I can't imagine what people are feeling. And here you are in this beautiful space, and with your son's passing, he's just, you, like you say, one breath. He's still with you. How do you connect with him?
It's really funny, Kim, because I was sort of new onto the path when all of this happened, and it happened on December 17, 2005, that he passed away, and I was already enrolled in the Fellowships of the Spirit two-year ordination program, so I already had some good fundamentals. And when he passed away on the 17th, like, for the next week, it was a blur. I'm not going to, you know, say to people that, oh, no, it's perfect. You know, you have no problem. your memory goes, and you certainly have your issues to work through. But the thing that I had to work through the most was because I had decided to get onto this path, and I had been doing some mini readings and tapping into the spirit world, and I thought, why didn't somebody let me know? Why couldn't I have had some sort of forewarning that even if I couldn't change the event, you know, maybe those last words could have been spoken, or there, you know, all those little things that the what if I had one more day, what would I do? And he came to me exactly it was New Year's Eve day of 2005 at 4:30 in the morning that he woke me up from a sleep, and he said, Ma, it's me. I just want you to know that I'm fine. And he had this conversation with me that was just absolutely incredible. And before he passed away, he was pretty arrogant. He was a really good-looking guy, and he'd worked the tobacco field that year, and he was tanned like a bronze Greek god. And it's a six-pack abs, and, you know, the girls really found him kind of hot, you know. But he knew he was pretty good, too. And it was funny because he came to me and he brought me this whole message, and I'm sitting there going, is this really happening? And, you know, yes, it is, and thank you, and all of this sort of stuff. And right when I thought everything was done, and I'm, you know, the tears are streaming down my face, and I'm feeling badly for my husband that he hasn't been party to this, because I thought how much it could have meant to him, but he wouldn't have believed it anyway. And I'm laying there, and I'm just blessed, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, this is just thank you, thank you, thank you. And he came back in, and he said, and Ma, you should see my new body. I love my new body. And then that just, for me, crystallized everything. And it was, you know, he was in the place that he needed to be, and everything in our life comes to bless us. And in the moment of heartache and shock and despair, it's really hard to see how something is going to bless us. But through some time and just through your own self-will, you can find the blessings in everything. And it really is, it's just special.
I love when you say that you can find the blessings and everything. And I will truly, truly say that my life has been through some major shifts over the last, it seems like it's been yesterday, but since about August, and I'm going to tell you, I didn't see the blessings until just recently, maybe about a month and a half ago. Carol was one of the first people to look at me and say, Kim, this is all going to make sense. It will make sense to you. And I will tell you that is the absolute truth. And I think the hardest thing, you know, again, I can honestly say is open as I am and as intuitive and as much as I've had two near-death experiences and connections with the other side, I respect you so much for for being able to go through the loss of your son, and even though he's still there, like you said, he's telling you, you know, this is what I have, and this is, you know, look at me, Mom, and to be able to just, and she does, if you look at Reverend Burroughs, you look at her face, she smiles when she talks about him. You know, Carol, I just know that he's with you.
Well, and it's funny because in that conversation that he had with me, he said to me, Mom, I will be around a lot, and this is how you'll know, because it will feel like this. And he filled my body with the sensation of warm water coursing through my body. It was an experience that I can't really put a good definition to. And even this morning when I sat in my meditation, I said, New Year, let's get things started, and everything's going to be great. And I thank everybody because I have so many family members on the spirit side of life. And as I sat there and I just felt blessed and I kind of hugged myself and said, this is for each and every one of you. My body filled up with that rush of warm water. It was just, so they're never far away. You acknowledge them, they'll acknowledge you back.
You know, a lot of people say they, and we're going to go to a quick break, but I wanted to just bring this up and then come back with this question. A lot of people say, you know, I can't see them, I can't feel them, and they try so hard, and they say, how do I do it? So I'd like to come back, when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about mediumship, about connecting, and share some tips with our listeners and how they can connect, and maybe what are the reasons that those blocks are there. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have more with Reverend Carol Burroughs. Please go to her website, onebreathbeyond.ca. That's onebreathbeyond.ca. And you can also go to kimmyrose.com, and you can get to actually find out more information about Carol there. She is part of our blog group that she talks to people, she connects with people, and also from London, Ontario, my hometown. We'll be right back and have more with interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to kimmyrose.com to find out more information and how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to kimmyrose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's kimmyrose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to kimmyrose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at kimmyrose.com. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you're listening to BBS Radio. I wanted to just mention this quote, and I really, really love this quote. It's a calendar. It's by Kashi, and I'm very much connected to Buddhism, and something about Buddhism that I really like is it's not a religion. It's a way of life. Not to recognize your own worthiness is to ignore who you truly are. And I think that that's so important as we go into the new year, that everyone take the time and embrace themselves. I also wanted to give out a website that you can go to find out more about the guests that we have on the show, and also on ways to connect with me. And also, if you go over to, just go to my website, KimmyRose.com, go to Kimmy Rose and Friends, you'll see right there that you will see Reverend Burroughs, who will be, who is one of our wonderful intuitives on there. And we only have, we don't have a whole bunch because we're very select on who is one of our readers, because everyone there has shared their gift in some way and touched my life. And if you want to also click on the forum, you can actually connect with people from all over the world at, if you go to KimmyRose.com, and you will actually be in the Sharing from Spirit forum. And I want to welcome back to the show Reverend Carol Burroughs. We were talking about her son who passed away, and I was asking her, how do we connect with the other side? Because this is something that a lot of people really, really, you know, they'll bring up to me. They'll say, you know, it just seems like I can't connect. They come in and they're just upset because they don't know how to connect with a loved one that's passed. They want to, and they just can't feel it. And my question for Reverend Burroughs was, is it normal for people when they really, really want to and they're trying too hard, and how can they connect?
Yeah, that trying too hard thing is one of the things that I think pops up more than anything, because as you're aware, we do teach the mediumship courses and intuitive development here in London. And one woman who I absolutely dearly love, she is such a good friend to spiritualism and to this whole concept, and she so desperately wants to be able to connect, and would go through some different exercises, and her eyes are just squinted together so tight, and the wrinkles on her forehead, and she's just like trying so hard. And so just don't relax, because what ends up is that you end up focusing on almost the discomfort that these wrinkles are causing, and it takes your whole focus away of just being relaxed and allowing it to happen. And most people can actually, if you give them different ways to think about that, if you could just sit still, and I mean really force yourself to sit still in a very, very quiet place, turn the lights down low and just close your eyes and just welcome anything to come in. And a lot of people would say, oh, I had a little tickle on my hand. They think, you know, spiderwebs or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They dismiss. It takes so much work to have any kind of a physical contact from the spirit world. To physically, for them to come in and to give you an impression of something physical is really, for them, a lot of work. And for them to come along and to just caress the side of your face and just make it feel like you've had a finger touch you, or that's... That might be as good as it gets in the beginning until you start to recognize. And yet I still see people who sit in these circles and they're rubbing their cheek because they think they've got a tickle or a hair on it, or they, you know, they're scratching at their hands, and they're just dismissing all of those subtle signs that's taking spirit such hard work to come through with, you know. So it's just that learning just to be still and just, you know, pay attention to every nuance that wasn't there 10 seconds ago.
I agree with you. I know that that's a big thing is when you use your mind, it gets in the way, you know. Mm-hmm. And when you said be still, that is a huge thing. Being still is such something that's so important, because a lot of people, They try, and then when you're trying, you're blocking. You're not allowing, you know, and I think the most important thing we can do is allow, you know,
exactly.
allow and just simply, like, I have some good friends that tell me, be, just be. So we, it's interesting because, Carol, one of the things that I love about you is that you've got a lot of patience, when it comes to people. And you might laugh at me right now, but I mean, she's a Sagittarius. So, Sagittarians, they really get it. If they, I mean, that's one thing I love about Sagittarius is when you guys get it, you so get it. You really, really get it. And coming from, you know, this space of teaching, because you're a wonderful teacher, is there, do you think that you made an agreement to come here and with your son? And do you think that this is something you were to grow from when he passed?
My agreements, as I sit in my 54th year now and look back over my life, I have made a number of different commitments and agreements throughout my life. I was born into a family that my mother desperately wanted to have a son for my father. He had his own business, and she wanted somebody to take the business over for him, and she'd already had a daughter. And, you know, Robert Gordon was supposed to be popping out just before Christmas, and what a wonderful Christmas gift it would be, and whoops, it didn't quite work out that way. And I know, like, I think my entire life I felt a bit of that disappointment. Not that my parents didn't love me, and I, you know, had the best life anybody could have, but I know that that sense of disappointment followed my mother all the way through, that she didn't live up to what she thought she was supposed to have really done for my father. So I think that there were agreements that I made right from that get-go to help to teach other people that, you know, it doesn't really matter what you, how you can make the best of situations. And then having Brian, who, when he was born, you know, such the little angel and my firstborn, and people would marvel at the patience that I had with trying to teach him as a youngster and get, you know, my mother would say that, you know, she would have put him out with the dishwasher long ago. But, you know, it was just, I think that there was a special, there's a gift that I have been given, and I almost want to say it's almost being humble, and it's, I expect nothing in return. I'm not superior to anybody. I'm still a student. I am so much still a student. And when I try to teach people, I'm only teaching what I have the capacity to teach at this time. And a year from now, I'm going to have a better capacity to teach even more. And that's just the way. I'm not a know-it-all. I don't have all of the answers. I just want to be there just to encourage people and to help them with those steps on their path. You know, and, yeah. And I know that with Brian, there was an agreement. There had to be an agreement.
Yeah. And what I love about you is that openness. And it is true. When you're teaching and you're a student, I mean, it is. It's an agreement that we feel amongst each other. And it allows you such amazing growth. And I wouldn't want it any other way. That's for sure. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have Luana on the line, too. She wants to talk to you. And if you want to call in, it's 888-815-9756. We've got Reverend Carol Burroughs on with us, onebreathbeyond.ca. She's also on Facebook. You can check her out on Facebook. She's one of my friends, so if you're one of my friends, you can also get to her through my Facebook. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got Luana on line two. You're listening to Interviews with Kimberly Rose. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills, you don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call, 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace. Welcome back to Interviews. I'm Kimberly Rose, and you're listening to BBS Radio, bbsradio.com. I wanted to mention, if anybody out there is interested in advertising what they're doing, if you have a service or you have a gift, you can go over to KimmyRose.com, and you can see the wonderful things that we have to offer. We do commercials. We will actually help you along. So, which is a nice thing, because sometimes when you kind of feel like, ooh, what am I doing? We're here to guide you. So you can go over to KimmyRose.com to get more information. And we are talking. It's the new year. Happy New Year to everyone. New beginnings, new intention, forward movement. We had I thought it was really neat, on the new year, we had a blue moon, a full blue moon, which was just amazing. We, at midnight, after we sang our song and all connected, we all wrote down on a piece of paper an intention, what it is that we wanted to let go of and release, and we went outside and we burned them and we said a prayer. And so it was just such a great start to a new year. I think I had maybe about 35 or 40 people here, and we had a blast. It was a lot of fun. It was a really neat way to bring in the new year, and hopefully everyone had a blessed new year. Right now we have Reverend Carol Burroughs on with us. She is a teacher. She's an ordained minister, medium, and a psychic. And if you are in the Toledo area, she's going to be here for the Body, Mind, Spirit Festival. And you can get more information on that by going to the website. And we have Luana online, too, who would like to talk to Reverend Burroughs. Welcome to Interviews, Luana.
Thank you very much. Actually, it's a question that either one of you or both of you can answer.
Sure.
But when you're talking about, you know, your son that passed away, and with my brother, and you both know my brother had passed away 12 years ago now? I forget. Mm-hmm. It's been a while. And it's been kind of interesting, because this year I've had some ups and downs in December, and it was very interesting that my brother, I felt him, and when I mean literally, he's in my bedroom at night. That's when I really sense him. Because I literally feel the bed moving. Like somebody is pushing their hands on the bed really just constantly. And he was with me a lot during the Christmas, New Year's 2 weeks there. And maybe he's taking a break now. But I wondered what other signals you may feel that I might be missing. Because for some odd thing, you know, it's always at night. It's always when I'm in bed. It's always, you know, as I'm just getting settled for the night and I'm talking and praying, and then here he comes.
Well, it's funny, Luana.
I'm sure I'm missing him at other times.
Well, and I think that in some way animals are attracted to you in some way. And I don't know whether your brother had any affinity for animals at all. But you have a cat, do you not?
I do. Yeah, I have a cat.
Do you ever notice, like, just at odd times the cat comes and rubs up against the side of your leg? Because I really feel, at first I thought it was like a little lamb, like, you know, a little sheep or whatever. but it's more like a fluffy cat of some kind that I just feel draws really closely to you. Sometimes when you're feeling disconnected to sort of life in general, and this cat just seems to want to come up and just kind of brush right up against you and just kind of remind you that you are still here and that it's still here. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, and she comes and sits next to me, and I usually think she's just telling me to get back to work. I'm just teasing, but yeah, she does. She looks as just sitting next to me. Sometimes she just like, don't touch me. I'm just here. You know,
yeah.
I just.
She wants to touch you, but she doesn't want you to touch it. She wants to kind of rub it like be beside you. Yeah. And I just, and I feel that that's kind of a moment that it's just a reminder of that life, even though it's an animal life, but it's that life that can flow between the two of you that just sort of reminds you of some sense of purpose of life. And it's like, I feel like that your brother is almost sort of manipulating that
oh,
whole
really?
Interaction. Yeah. Yeah. And was he an animal person?
He did. He loved dogs and cats.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause see, I feel like with you.
We had cattle and pigs too, but I mean dogs.
Did you
cattle,
ever, did you ever have sheep on the farm?
No, never.
No, okay. Because
but it wouldn't be uncommon for a pig to do that to you if you had a pig that was really actually kind of. We had some pigs that actually knew us, and you just walk out there and talk to them, and they come running over, and they want to rub against you like a dog and a cat. So
I do. I feel very much like your brother might have been more comfortable around dogs than cats. Because of the interaction you could have with a dog over a cat. Cats aren't as interactive as dogs are.
Yeah.
But I understand that the cat, because you have the cat, that's what he's using to make you. Sometimes you just don't feel loved, if that sounds appropriate to say. And sometimes this cat just kind of comes up and it's just, you know, I love you, you know. And that's what he's trying to.
She likes to give me hugs, too.
Yeah.
She does. She likes to actually come right up and give me a hug right next to my face.
Yeah.
And she's done, and she goes away.
But I think that your brother is behind a lot of that interaction.
Oh, okay.
Because
one of the things that I don't have a good sense of is I don't feel a lot of energy around me. And I've had friends that are like, you got to be kidding me, right? You don't feel that? And I'm like, nope, don't feel it.
And can I just interject in with that, too, though? Some people put that as a, like, almost like a challenge or a competition. I feel this, I see that, I hear that, I sense this. And then everybody thinks that that's like a common ground, that if you're intuitive, that everybody should see the same things and hear the same things. And sometimes really good intuitives make it look so easy.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And so don't ever compare yourself, because one person is really hypersensitive to an energy. You could be really hypersensitive to a sound or that gut instinct, you know, that solar plexus really movement on you as opposed to energy outside of yourself. So you are really intuitive, Luana, and you know that. You know where your gift lies with that. So don't let people give you the comparison about, you know, you should feel this. Well, nobody can tell you what you should feel.
Right, right. Well, I just wonder about I wonder about the energy stuff sometimes because I'm thinking, no, I really don't. I mean, sometimes, but I know what you're saying because there are things I'm intuitive about and I go, I don't know, I just know. And then there's other things I'm like, I don't know.
So, and then there will be times.
But
we
are all different, you know.
Yeah, the energy will be there sometimes.
Okay, but you really feel my brother's coming through and kind of nudging the cat. So that's kind of
I really feel that, you know, like, and maybe because you don't acknowledge him as him around you at that time, that's when he might come in and make the bed move so that you really know that it's him.
Yeah, because that just seems to be our thing, and I just know it's him. I just know it's him. I mean, it just has to be. And then one night I saw a dark figure in my room as I was kind of half sleeping, and I turned and I was like, wow, what was that? Because that was darker than dark standing at the edge of my bed and went right out the door. And I was like, wow, that was him. You know? And then, I mean, it wasn't much later and I got that on the bed again. Like, ha ha ha, yes it was. And I'm like, oh, okay. So,
and yet, you see, some people, if they see the shadow in the room, they get very nervous and afraid and they think it's some dark.
Yeah.
When it's
no, I know it was, I'm sure it was him. I have that feeling. Yeah. I think he's been trying to talk to me for a very long time.
It's interesting because you just, and you can also get a sense just because it's a familiar feeling. You just get that connection, you know. You just know. It's just like a knowing that comes over you. So it's something that's really important to recognize. There is no right or wrong way. It's the feeling that you get, and when you feel it, it's there, so don't worry about it. Try not to let yourself worry. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. So.
Yes. And your mind goes so fast
monkey mind.
that it's no wonder that it takes you to getting to bed in order to slow it down enough to actually be able to listen. So it's probably, I feel that too, he's coming in all the time and he's connecting with you and you're just so busy you're not really listening.
Right. Not aware, yeah. Right, not aware of it. And feeling things that I'm not aware I'm even feeling. Yeah, that's probably very true. I was thinking the same thing today, as a matter of fact, so that was interesting. Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, I want to take up all your time. Thank you.
Well, that's okay. Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And then just in case anybody's just tuning in, you're listening to Interviews. I'm Kimberly Rosen. We're on bbsradio.com. Every week we're on Mondays from 4 to 5. We've got Dawn from Cleveland on line 3. Welcome to Interviews, Dawn.
Hi, Kimmy. I'm so glad to be on. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Did you have a question, Dawn?
Yes. Lately, I've been doing a lot more in spiritual exploration, and I've been feeling and seeing spirits around me, and I was looking for some guidance or help on how to deal with that, or kind of help me to understand what I'm dealing with or what I'm seeing.
Do you recognize the spirits that you're seeing, or are they just sort of faces or people that you don't really know who they are?
They're not full faces. I basically see almost like a gray mass. I see them at night, and they're kind of a lump, but it feel like pulses of energy through. I mean, I definitely feel it's a presence, but it doesn't have the shape of an actual person.
And you don't have an association with it. My first instinct, what I'm picking up from you, Dawn, is that as we start to reach out and we start to touch in with the spirit world, there's, I think that we would be overwhelmed if we all of a sudden sort of saw this movie camera in our waking moments of people that have passed on before us, our parents, grandparents, or if all of a sudden it started appearing to us like the landscape where we're at, that I think it would be really overwhelming for people. And I think that sometimes when we're getting a handle on just the whole spirit connection aspect, that we just start by sensing and knowing that we have these figures that are around us. And they could be initially your guides that are stepping in and just trying to make themselves acquainted with you. I'm kind of feeling like that's more what you might be coming around right now until you start becoming more comfortable with that whole aspect. Because even though we want to connect with the spirit world, sometimes people still have just a little bit of that tentativeness about, you know, a little bit of fear about, you know, going too far in there and then, you know, what if I can't come back or what if I like that better than here, or I'm not even sure what the thoughts would be. But there's still that, you know, am I really good enough to reach out and to touch the spirit world? Like, who am I to think I could do that? So they come slowly and they give you sort of a sense of appreciation and that knowing that there are spirit around you. And the more that you sit and you develop and you allow yourself just to meld in with that energy, the more it will start making sense to you. Does that make sense?
Thank you. Yeah, it's a little intimidating at first. I agree. So maybe it's good that they're coming in kind of nondescript right now, because that might.
And please make sure that when you're doing that you're always sending out that I welcome all of the spirit to come to me who come with the highest and the best and from love only. Make sure that when you're asking for the spirit to come, that you're asking those that come with love and for your highest and best. We don't want a carte blanche to just open up the doors for any kind of a spirit to be tapping in.
Well, I wasn't asking.
Right.
They just came.
Yeah. Now, that's a good question, you know, because that, if you really think about it, is it something, because I have a lot of people that will say, I don't want to open myself up to that. Is there something you can do to protect yourself in that way?
I think just with the prayer. And personally, when I go into a meditation, I welcome all of the beings that come from the angelic realms who come with the highest and the best intention and who come with love. And I've done that for so long that it's just, I accept nothing else. I only accept that which comes for my betterment, that comes with love, that comes for a higher and a better purpose, that helps me to help other people with the information that they come to share. I just don't allow negative energy to come. I think I built the wall up around me. People say surround your body in mirrors and so that you can deflect negative energy and all that sort of stuff. It's just, I have it in my mind that I will only take the highest and the best.
That makes sense to me. So nothing to worry about, Dawn, just knowing that you are tuning in. I get goosebumps. Goosebumps. So I think that maybe it's, you know, I don't know what this means, but the top of my head is burning. So not sure what that means, but it, other than I just feel like it has something to do with that opening. Dawn, actually, we had a really wonderful experience over the weekend. A friend of ours, Chris, was here and really opened us up to some pretty cool things and ideas. And I will say that we had a great time, didn't we, Dawn?
We did. We absolutely did. Yes.
Nice.
So I would also just tell you that make sure when you wake up in the morning, like Reverend Burrell said, is say your prayer. Say your prayer and keep yourself grounded, because that is so important, the grounding. I cannot stress it enough. You need to ground yourself and keep yourself in that light, that white light. Dawn, thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Kimmy. Bye,
and bless you. Thank you.
Bless you.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have more with Reverend Carol Burrells. Please go to her website, onebreathbeyond.ca. And I just want to, before we go to our break, Reverend Burrells, do you have any events coming up you'd like to share?
Oh, we're teaching a mediumship class or a basic intuitive class at the end of January. Once a month, I run a seance at my house that you have to have pre-registered for, but on a Friday night towards the end of the month, we run a seance at the house. We usually have about 20 people in, and that's always a lot of fun. So, and then we have the basic intuitive class. I think that's the 22nd. I don't have the calendar in front of me right now. And we're going to be doing another expo, a spirit expo, in April. I think the week before we come down to Toledo, actually. We're going to be doing a Bridging the World Spirit Expo here. Yeah, there's always things going on. And the one thing that we are offering in the London and surrounding area is it will go out into people's houses, actually. And if they have a family, say you've got 10 or 12 members of a family that kind of wanted to get together and see if they could call forth any of their spirit loved ones, that we'll go out and do like mini seances in their house. Or almost like gallery readings, but just go out and sit in a circle and do a little meditation with them and see who'd like to pop in and just make themselves known to the group. And that's kind of a fun thing to do, too, that's a little bit new this year. So
I love that. Anybody out there that's listening, when you hear seance, it's not anything scary. It's connecting. It is. It's like when you see a gallery reading. It's all about connecting.
It's just a spirit connecting party. And in the olden days, they called them seances, and some people just sort of identify with that as a seance, but it's nothing to be afraid of.
Yes, and the most important thing is to know, it's just enough, you know, we gain understanding and wisdom through experience. And once you do something, sometimes the assumptions you have are not the way you perceive them to be. So that's a really, really important thing to know. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Carol, I would love to talk to you a little bit about what you see for this coming year, some okay. New Year's predictions. And also, we've got people sending in messages, and two of them, we've got one from Steve, and we also have one from Alyssa, and they're saying, is it going to get better? My life fell apart last year. So when we come back, I'd love to get your feelings on that, Reverend Burrows. And also, go ahead and go to KimmyRose.com if you want to get more information on the show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with the interviews. I'm Kimberly Rose. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. There'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com. Go ahead and go over to KimmyRose.com. Get your horoscope. You want to find out what's going on this week and for the upcoming year. I do have a free horoscope there, and I want to welcome to the show, welcome her back, Reverend Carol Burrows. We've got about 6 minutes, and I wanted to see, Carol, like, first of all, I've got somebody who has been messaging me, and I'm like, okay, I'm so sorry if you're on Facebook and you're messaging me. I'm getting used to doing, like, 10 things at once. I'm not an expert at it. So, and I heard, I got a message saying, are you listening to me? And I'm like, I'm seeing you, but I'm not listening, and I'm sorry, I just saw your message. I just figured out how to open the little message box, you know, on Facebook not too long ago. So, excuse me, I'm sorry about that. This person is born in November, Carol. This person just recently met someone and feels a strong energetic connection to her and just wanting to know what you feel.
Wow. Born in November. Was she born like in the Sagittarian side of November? Or I'm picking up Scorpio for him.
Mid-November.
So that would be Scorpio. And I'd almost be wondering if the person that he's met is fire.
And it's an Aquarius, actually.
Oh, okay. So we're going to air. I picked up on this water feeling and this kind of swimming around and popping my head up out of the water and saying, is this for real? Is this true? Is this, you know, and then going back down and thinking, oh, this can't be right, and coming back up and things aren't any different. You know, the light's still on the other side of the water. I feel that there's a possibility for something really positive to come from this. And just water and air, I'm not familiar with a lot of couples in the water and the air categories. But definitely I think it's a good, I'm feeling a good balance with this. And it's like I'm seeing a boat with just two people on very calm waters. And that I think there's an opportunity for the, if this does work into being a relationship that is rewarding from a peaceful point of view. That there's not the stress and there's not the need to be out there all the time. You know, like some fire people have to be on the go all the time and they talk really fast, you know.
Like, oh, yeah, I remember having, it's funny because I'm an air sign and I like to be out and going, but the fire signs can be very hard to keep up with sometimes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know
and
exactly
I just,
what you're talking about.
I just feel that there's a sense, there's a real sense of having a good relationship that is built on sort of the togetherness and the understanding and a peaceful, harmonic type of way of being, as opposed to having to be on the go and really athletic and energetic. And that way, I feel that this is much more sort of low-keyed and comfortable. Does that make sense to you?
That makes a lot of sense, and when I feel that too. And it's funny because this is somebody I did a reading for earlier, and has almost the same birthday as me, and then the other person is almost the same birthday as a friend of mine. So when I did the reading, I kind of thought it was funny. I'm like, wow, it's almost like I could compare the two. And you are talking about low key, and Aquarians can be a lot of fun. We like to make people's heads spin sometimes. So when you're talking about a Scorpio, Scorpios get a little bit frustrated. Yeah. Sometimes if their head's spinning, but I would say don't get frustrated. Just let things simply just be. And, mm-hmm. and the way I like to describe it is Miss Aquarius. If the Aquarius is listening, just imagine that you're in a playground and you can play on whatever you want. Just have a lot of fun. That's what I felt. Enjoy.
And from the Scorpio side, I'm hearing the song "The Wind Beneath My Wings."
Oh wow!
That's cool.
That's me and my dad's song too. So that's really neat. She just gave me the goosebumps. So cool. So yeah. Carol, tell us a little bit about what you think's coming up in the next year. We've got about 2 minutes, and I'm dying to know.
Well, just the one thing that I just always, it seems to be impressing itself on me more and more, is that there is going to be some sort of a satellite crisis of some type with this whole electronic system. Everywhere that you go, and everybody's getting, you know, paperless, and the, you know, the smartphones and the Blackberries and the Palm Pilots and everything is just instantaneous. Everybody wants a message yesterday. Things are moving so fast electronically that I think that the sheer volume of everything is going to cause some sort of a collapse. And I think that people are going to they're going to be forced into dealing a few days without that whole system in their hands. We had our Blackberries in Canada were down, you know, twice in 10 days.
And we had that too.
Yeah, so I just think that it's a sign of something bigger that's going to be coming, and I kind of feel that it's coming this year, late summer into the fall, but it could be, you know, a little bit later than that. But just people are just too dependent on all of that wireless stuff now, and we have to kind of go back a little bit to our roots. And I also think that it's going to be a bit of a tragic year for some of these areas that are really going through some severe climate issues. There's going to be some really marked territory changes as far as these landslides, and I'm really getting the sense that there's going to be a major volcanic eruption. And I know they've been talking about the one, and I can't even tell you where it is now. My geography is really bad. But I think that something is going to really kind of have a head, too, in something that's a little more obscure that people hadn't heard as much about. Not that scientists may not be watching, but I think that there's quite possibly some sort of a volcanic issue that's going to have some sort of an eruption, or it's going to create some sort of havoc for an island somewhere.
Do you think and an island, and you think it's not in the United States, though?
I don't believe it's in the United States. I don't. I believe that it's more on an island. And,
okay.
But for the most part, I think that in 2009, there were a lot of changes in 2009, like almost some rebirthing for a lot of people and finding out what is important and specific and necessary in our lives, and the clearing away of some of those obstacles that have held us back. And for those who are willing to take the chance and to allow themselves to be directed a little bit by higher sources, I think that we're heading into a marvelous, just an exciting time of openness and peace and understanding of what our life purpose is. And our life purpose is just to become more godlike. Anybody that's on a path to find out what they are, you know, it's just to be a better person and just to represent God in a better way. And I think for those that are on the path, there's going to be some remarkable things that happen this year.
I agree. I think it's all about that growth, acceptance, and having fun. We all need to have fun, right?
Oh yeah, we gotta have some fun too.
Gotta have some fun. I wanna share Reverend Burroughs' address at onebreathbeyond.ca if you would like to get a hold of her. What number can people reach you at, Carol?
You can call my cell phone, 519-871-5706, or you can send an email message to onebreathbeyond@live.com.
So make sure you check out Reverend Burrow. She's a wonderful medium, intuitive. She does readings. She is a person, I'll tell you, if you want to shift your life, you want to learn, you want to grow, go to her website. Reverend Burrows, thank you so much for joining me. I love you a lot, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. And thank you so much for having me on to start the year.
Peace to you. And I just want to wish peace to everyone. And thank you for joining me today on Interviews. If you want to check out my website, you can go to KimmyRose.com. That's KimmyRose.com. I am open to talk to. I'll be available this evening for readings up until 7 o'clock tonight. So if you want to get a hold of me, you can call 734-854-1514. And remember, not to recognize your own worthiness is to ignore who you truly are. Simply be you, because you are exactly who you need to be in every moment. Much love, and I'll talk to you next week, next Monday, and Happy New Year.